Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Hi, and welcome back. Are we in for a treat? Stem cells for lost vision. Wow. We have Dr. Stephen Levy, a leading expert in the use of stem cells, and has treated patients with retinal and optic nerve blindness, we should say, with some exciting study work and some exciting results. Dr. Levy, thanks so much for joining us and your willingness to share some of this information with our listeners.
Thank you, Dr. Abel. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Can you tell us, as you told me earlier, how you got to this point in your life as an ophthalmologist?
Well, my background is ophthalmology, and I was in practice for a number of years, mostly what's called anterior segmented cataract surgery. And a number of years ago, I moved over to the more the business side of medicine and had the opportunity to work with a number of early-stage companies, what are called startups, in various capacities. And in the process of that, I actually began working with a group out of Germany who was doing autologous stem cells. These are your own stem cells. They come from the bone marrow. And they were having some remarkable successes across a number of different diseases. Around that time, I began to work with Dr. Jeffrey Weiss, who is a retinal surgeon out of South Florida. And we together developed what's called SCOTS, the Stem Cell Ophthalmology Treatment Study. And that is the largest stem cell study that has come into existence for eye disease. That study was approved back in July of 2013 and registered with the National Institutes of Health in August of 2013, and we took our first patients in September 2013. So the study has been ongoing now for more than 2 years, and we've done about 257 patients. About half of them have been optic nerve and half have been retinal.
Wow, that's all I can say. I saw one of your abstracts was about a 27-year-old female that went from 2,800 to 2,100 in one eye, but the other eye went from sort of nowhere to 2,040, which means she can drive daytime and nighttime. That's absolutely amazing. And the fact is, it wasn't just you that was following the patient. You had Johns Hopkins following the patient to confirm the reliability and the success.
Yes, Dr. Weiss and I both feel that in order to move medicine in a new direction toward regenerative medicine, it's very important that we conduct a proper study and that we have as many ophthalmologists involved as we can to essentially move the practice of ophthalmology more in this direction. That patient was a patient with optic nerve disease. And in medicine, and specifically in ophthalmology, most physicians don't believe you can actually repair an optic nerve once damage has taken place as an adult. And we have shown that's not the case at all, that it's very possible to have a regeneration of the nerve. We've seen increases in the thickness of the layer of nerve tissue on the back of the eye, and we've certainly seen improvements in vision. You mentioned this patient went from 2,800 to 2,100 in her better eye, and from actually 24,000, which is just seeing fingers in front of your face, to 2,040. That was in about 6 months, and actually subsequent to that paper being published, she's actually improved further. Her 2040 eye is now 2020, and her 2100 eye, I believe, is 2040. So she's really had a tremendous recovery. And this was in a patient who had lost her vision for about 5 years. So it's really very satisfying.
Well, a great holiday gift to yourself will be a book by Stephen Johnson called How We Got to Now. And without going into detail, his thesis in each of these categories is once you can measure it, you can improve it. And you have amply demonstrated that. So I know your website is www.mdstemcells.com. MDSTEMCELLS.com. Are you currently impaneling people?
Yes, we are continuing to recruit, and we are optimistic. We've actually applied to begin Scott's 2, which will be, in essence, a continuation of the work we're doing. We hope that that will be approved. So we're looking forward to that. It's very important when you're treating patients, if you're treating patients in any kind of organized fashion, that you be under a study, in essence, so that you can publish. So the most important thing, besides the patients achieving improvements in their vision and that we can help the patient, the next most important thing is that we publish and we establish this in the literature so other ophthalmologists will eventually begin to see this as valuable and that they should go forward with it.
Are all of the clinical, let's say, the clinical therapies that are applied, are they already being done by Jeffrey Weiss, Dr. Weiss, or are other places doing it as well?
Well, I'm the director of the study, so I actually don't actually treat the patients. I essentially manage and the process. Right. Dr. Weiss is our principal investigator. He is the person who does the treatment. He is, without exaggeration, the most experienced ophthalmologist in regenerative medicine that exists in the world today. He's treated more patients with more variety of eye diseases, providing autologous stem cells than any other physician in the world. And it's important that the patients understand that these are their own stem cells. These are not embryonic or fetal or any donor stem cells. These are their own stem cells, which are moved from one part of the body where they're sequestered or, you know, kind of localized to a part of the body that actually needs them in order to do a repair, which is either the optic nerve or retina. So the approaches we use are the most most involved and the ones that are able to provide the most deposition of these stem cells in the damaged tissue.
In my primitive research in the field, some people say that you need to have some kind of neural matrix, whether it's Müller cells or polymucosaccharides, to help this along. Is that correct or is that not necessary?
Well, we have found many patients have improved with simply the deposition of the stem cells. And also, we feel the material that's in the bone marrow, the actual the fraction of the bone marrow where the stem cells are located, that has a number of different growth factors, nerve growth factor, brain-derived growth factor, hepatocytic growth factor. The stem cells themselves secrete some very interesting substances. There are microvesicles that come off the stem cells and that affect the tissue. They actually transfer their mitochondria. So we feel that a matrix, ultimately, that may be something that develops and would help. But right now, we can achieve some remarkable successes with the process that we're doing right now.
I am overwhelmed. I am so grateful to you and Dr. Weiss. It's fantastic. And I hope people out there who are listening and my own patients that go to www.mdstemcells.com because this is an opportunity that may be available in the future, but certainly is available now, and you have experts doing it. Thanks so much for being with us, Dr. Levy.
No, it was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So this is Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. Please feel free to listen to this podcast or any podcasts